Metricon's Love Celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just 10 grand. Metricon, love where you live. 101.9.
This is the Fox. I want to talk about a Hollywood star who, up until a couple of years ago, had one child, and he's in his 60s, and now, fast forward 6 years, he's got six kids. Wow. It's almost funny. It is Alec Baldwin. And my apologies if you've been in the car for a while listening, because the show before us were talking about this, but what can I do? It's a breaking story that I wanted to talk about, because Alec Baldwin, who is married to Hilaria Baldwin. You know, Hilaria was the one that was in all that trouble a month ago because she was claiming the Spanish heritage. Oh, remember the woman?
Well, she wasn't.
Just must have missed one.
Are you? We talked about it on the show. I was playing audio of her from YouTube. I've just learnt that you're not listening to anything I say.
No, no, no. If this was before Super Bowl Monday, that's all been wiped.
Was this I had on to relearn my name. Super Bowl Tuesday?
Yeah. I had to learn how to walk again. It was a big one.
Okay, I'll do a reset. So Alec Baldwin, long after Kim Basinger, he's married a younger woman called Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Now, Hilaria speaks with a bit of a Spanish accent. She was on a cooking show, and I play the audio of her saying, what do you call this? I think you call it pepper. As if she didn't know what an said in English.
Yep. Yeah.
But we've since found out she was born in Massachusetts, spent her whole life in America, and holidays in Mallorca. Yeah. But so she got herself in hot water.
One of those, going to Kentucky tour for eight days and come back. Hola. Oh, shut up.
She's young.
Shut up, Steve.
She's 36, 37
well
now.
Well done, Alec.
But she's popping babies out. Anyway, so she went through this big scandal about a month ago, and like America were trying to cancel her, like because it was a cultural misappropriation, and they were really giving her a hard time. Fast forward 4 weeks, she uploads a photo of herself with a baby. So many questions.
Oh, surrogate?
Well, it has to be, because this is 5 months after she had the last one.
Is it Alex?
Well, let's hope it's Alex. I assume it's Alex's, Alex Baldwin's.
Those numbers, you just crunched the numbers there. She hasn't given birth to all of those.
You're right. Well, she's given birth to the five.
Unless
there's
twins and one didn't want to come out.
How old's he?
One just came out at 9 months.
He's like 68 or something.
Mate, the fact that it still goes, well done.
But also,
68 and he's popping out babies?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, he's not.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying it still works to make a baby. How does that happen? 70?
Yeah.
Don't they die
maybe
off?
90.
I don't know.
They do deteriorate. Yeah. I am going to be honest with you. Their quality deteriorates, but clearly they're still kicking around. But you know what I find interesting about this is, so she went through all that scandal that you boys can't remember, which is quite funny because it really takes away from the point I'm about to make. But she went through all that scandal and then yesterday uploads a photo of a surprise baby with no explanation. If you don't want to be
no
talked
caption.
About, if you don't want, because now everyone's going, well, what happened here? Oh, I'll keep you guessing. Remember when you did this last time, Hilaria?
I must say, as somebody with a pregnant wife at home, I'd love for just a surprise baby. God, that'd make it way easier.
101.9 The Fox.
Breaking news in the world of entertainment. We all love the Stan original series, RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under is premiering this year, and joining RuPaul is our very own brilliant, established stand-up comedian who is joining us from New Zealand, Rhys Nicholson. Rhys, congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Thanks. I'm always happy to be called established.
You are, and you know what? Not only you're established, you're also, this is your first interview. We are the first people to talk to you about this big step.
And I've had this secret for so long. I've never had a job before where I had a secret. And I know so many things that I can't talk about it. I've known for so long, just sitting in New Zealand, you know, doing gigs. That's what I've been telling people. I lied. I've lied to all my loved ones, all my friends. It's been a real, and it's felt good.
Hey,
I recommend lying.
For someone that hasn't watched this show, what is it and what is it about?
Really, you seem like the core demo to me.
I've seen your stand up on Amazon Prime or whatever
Netflix.
It was. Netflix. And it
Live
was awesome. So I'll be watching this show because of you. I think you're hilarious.
Oh, thanks very much. Well, it's one of those shows, it's undeniable. Like, I've been a fan of it for years, and it's one of those ones where you, even if you don't feel like you're going to be into it, you turn it on. Like, my boyfriend is a gay man. Surprise. But he's someone who isn't usually into these types of things. And I remember when I first started watching, I was like, you should watch it. And it is kind of like, I've noticed a lot of straight men get really into it like it's sport, because it's a reality show. Like, it's a competition reality show. But it's about kind of, I don't know, Rue usually explains it as like, it's about the fight of the human spirit. And I'm not someone who would say something like that, but it is the way that I feel about it. It's like, it's, you know, it's people doing the thing that they do best and fighting really hard to win lots of money. And it was, as a fan of drag, it was just exciting to get to watch it every week and see the people do the thing that they do best in the world. Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask.
I did not explain that well to you in this slide.
No, I'm in. I need a new show. Fifi keeps trying to make us watch Bridgerton, and there's no way that's happening. That is never, ever happening. So I'm pumped to watch this. I've got to ask.
There are a few less sex scenes, but it is pretty similar.
Are you in a hotel room in New Zealand at the minute? What's happened?
No, I'm in a hostel. No, yes. I'm in a hotel. I should have made it. I was meant to be this week at Mardi Gras, where the queens are going to be announced of who's on the show. But instead, the country decided to have a little lie down. And so I'm in a hotel in Auckland while Australia says, no, you can't come in. But Drag Race, I'm like, no. And I, no, there's other stuff going on. So I'm just waiting out until I can come home and tell everyone about how it was here.
Reece, now, you've obviously met RuPaul. Have you been hanging out? Have you spent time together? Have you got any...
Imagine if I was like, no.
No,
I've
never met him. Yeah, he never left LA.
Right, no, what's he like?
Yeah, the first thing, I met him, he is everything you want him to be.
Yep.
I can't be clearer about how... Because, you look... You meet people that are this famous sometimes, and you guys would have the same thing where you think, oh, there's every chance this person's going to be an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I thought that
the
about
first thing he said to me. The first thing he said to me was we met on the set, and he walked out onto the stage, and he said, hi, Reece, welcome to the family. And I went, oh, my God, Jesus Christ. And then I sat next to him for 4 hours a day, every day for 2 weeks, and he's just funny and light and present and interested and just everything you want him to be. And, like, wise. And he's in his 60s and looks like a 22-year-old woman. And it's all
in his 60s?
60 years old?
Yeah.
What? Wow. I've got to start moisturising.
He says that I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. I'm definitely going to get in trouble for saying that.
But we need to start exfoliating and moisturising.
I've got to do something. I've got to stop looking at...
Because I look 60 now and I just turned 40.
I've got to stop looking at the sun. This is no good for me.
Well, Reece...
Just start doing drag.
Yes. We're so happy for you. This is so exciting. We're glad the secret's out. You don't have to keep it anymore. Obviously, you catch it all on Stan. RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under this year. So only on Stan, and we don't have any release dates yet, do we? We just have to keep waiting to find out when it's going to air.
He knows.
I don't know a single thing.
Yeah, you do.
Now, for Reece, for Mardi Gras, last little quick thing. Because you're stuck in lockdown, are you just going to make your own little hotel float and sort of have a one-man parade?
Yeah. I'm gonna get in drag and sit in a bath. That's kind of a float, isn't
top,
it?
Top tip, way? Heaps of feathers in those
some
pillows.
Some things might float
so
in the bath.
So cut them open, get them out.
Thanks, Reece.
What a sad, depressing Mardi Gras.
101.9, The Fox.
The breakup of Kanye and Kim is deepening. Now, we knew when we heard that the marriage was over, and I feel almost a bit guilty because I remember when they got married 5 or 6 years ago, I was one of the people going, well, it just unfortunately won't last. And it's horrible that we think that about these big Hollywood marriages.
What? Why, that you're correct? No,
but Boxy, I don't want to be correct.
You get that when you watch it. Like, I'm not going having a go at any Kanye fans, but on that Keeping Up the Kardashians, he's not well. Like, she's never staying with him. He's cuckoo.
Well, he does have his issues, but just fame. Like, famous people just don't seem to keep it together.
Some do.
Well, some do. Well, it's Aussie famous people do. But I'm bringing this up because they said it was all amicable. No one was going to fight any prenups, and they're both going for joint custody. Yeah, but now it's been leaked, and this is the kind of bit I love. And I think this would happen in relationships or breakups, even here in Melbourne. So it's apparently just before they announced they were divorcing. So Kanye's obviously realised, I think we're breaking up.
Yep.
He's apparently been trying to sell her jewellery.
Ah.
So,
you can't. Kanye can't be a cashies.
Why? He can't be a cash converter. Yeah.
Well, no, because he's not the... He's not the gold digger, is he?
Oh, turns out he is.
He's the richest. He's worth $1.3 billion.
I know, but I just think that's a funny one because I was thinking about that in just terms of relationships. Like, and 131060, we are going to open the phone lines because I'd love to hear from people. Like, what did you try to sell or what did you do before the divorce? Like, imagine this. So
if Alex and I got divorced, we already are divorced. If we got remarried then divorced, I'll be taking that ring I brought for her off the push button.
That was a good one.
Oh, God. Well, geez, that'll pay for ours.
Yeah, it's a beautiful ring. But imagine this. So we'll do a hypothetical so it's not personal. But, like, imagine, okay, we're in a relationship, right? And you're, Fev, you're going like, I think I'm going to break up with her.
Yeah.
But before I'm going to tell her that we're going to break up,
I might just
refinance our stuff.
I'll take all your houses, 100%.
Well, that's what I mean.
And then when you go to Pearl with you'll go to Pearl to the ANZ Bank or the National, wherever you are, Westpac. I'm just going to put, gone. Your husband sold it over to himself. And you go, what? And I go, ha, ha.
I feel bad for Lucia. She's got, what, you going to sell one of my comedy festival posters? I've got a signed Conor McGregor glove. That's about it.
Yeah, well, I had nothing when Alex and I divorced. So I was broke. So she looked after the family by herself. And that's smart.
And she, Alex and, is very
and she
smart.
She was the breadwinner when I was the loser that went up to Yarrawonga with no cash. I had nothing. Well, I sold my Coleman. There you go. That was mine.
Yeah.
I did that. Yeah, I was broke. Mate, I wanted to punt. So I sold it for cash.
So 131060, what have you tried to sell or maybe give away or hide before the divorce? Or did it happen to you? Because I imagine there would be couples that would get to the divorce courts or whatever and then they go, no, I know he's got that money in that account. What account? You mean the one that my brother has?
Say you met someone, Boxy, and 10 years later.
Yeah.
Throughout your relationship, would you stash cash in a different account or would you, so you had it just in case happened?
I've never been a believer, and this is from when I was a teenager. Mm. I remember my older brother had a girlfriend, and I remember when they first, this is a throwback. No, I remember they got their first joint, like Maya card. Remember when you could get a Maya card?
Yeah, joint, wow.
And they went in with a joint bank card or Maya card. And
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
They were maybe 20, probably about to live together. But I remember being 16 going, who's going to get a joint bank card? I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Back then, I wouldn't have trusted a boyfriend.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's working for me. Yeah,
I've got a joint bank account with my wife, and I always just get scared going, oh, no, I've bought something from Aesop again. All right. I've got the worst skin in the game.
I've got nothing in my name. Everything's in Alex's name. So if we did split up, like, I'm like Roger Federer. Like, I'm in for the long haul.
Why is Roger's the
accountant. She's got everything. Everything's in her name.
Oh, he can't leave.
He can't. That's like, me too. Yeah. I'm knackered.
Tania from Mickleham's called us. Hi, Natania.
Hello.
What a great.
I'm so excited. This is my first time getting through to the radio.
We're South African. To have you.
Yeah. Is it?
All the way.
Natania, beautiful name too. Now,
thank you.
Tell us about that. Now, was this your parents?
Yes. So my dad is quite highly qualified. He's a professor in microbiology. And, some marriages go, they fight a lot. And when my mom and dad were planning on separating, my dad always used to say, you know, you can take everything from me. You can take the house. You can take my money. But you can never take my qualifications. And... lo and behold, my mom, before she left the house, she actually grabbed all my dad's certificates and she took it with her. And he was absolutely distraught because, I mean, that was his prized possession. yes, and she just took it and I think she must have thrown it in the bin or something. So
he lost all his qualifications.
Yes. Knew the way to the heart, didn't she? Hey?
He was devastated because he was so proud of his qualifications and being so highly educated. And so he had to reapply for everything and go through the whole rigmarole of getting back his qualifications.
When you're sitting at the pub, like her old man sitting at the pub like 10 years later, and he's telling all the boys like, oh God, she took this. And then she's telling everyone, all her friends, and they're sitting around having a couple of shardies. I took his qualifications. You didn't take any of his money? You idiot.
In Australia, if somebody took all your uni degrees and threw them in the bin, you know you'd cop a nickname like, here he is, Terry Tafe over here.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, yesterday on the show, Nick Cody, you said something that it shocked Fev. And I was surprised. We didn't get the shock that reaction that Fev got, but we were talking about that Charlie, your beautiful little boy, too, he watched Bluey for the first time in his 10-minute window of screen time.
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes he gets a day.
Well, Fev, it's a bit longer, 20.
It's gone out 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, blown that out in one day.
It doubled. Yeah. But you were alarmed, Fev, because it was like...
it's a go-to for
us. Also, if Bluey goes for
seven minutes.
Well, that's 1.5 episodes.
Yeah.
I jump the intro for him sometimes. Go, mate, you're digging into your own screen time. You already know the song. Let's just start this up.
Do you know what I love about this though, Nick?
I can't skip the intro. Nobody has ever skipped the Bluey intro. It's too catchy.
Now, what's happened, this is what I think, why we were so surprised, and I think it's once, and you and Looch have another little baby on the way, but because I did feel guilty because I just realised all weekend I had Bluey on loop. Like, Bluey was on our screen for like 12 hours of the day, and Fev, I imagine it's a bit the same in your home. But I remember before I'd had, I remember when I thought screen time, we would not have screen time.
Yeah.
And it would be like, you know, an hour in the afternoon or a little bit of the iPad.
Well, isn't that, I think in our, it was just like the World Health Organization or something said before 2, no good.
I know.
So we just held out until 2.
And then I'll be so interested to see what happens though, because I was like that. I was like, I didn't want Trixie to have the iPad. She would only have it for a little bit during the day. And now Daisy, I think at 12 months, knew how to navigate herself to ABC iView on my phone.
Daisy could work for Foxtel now.
Well,
she could go install the top boxes.
Literally, Ken, when Mia was a baby, we had Clifford the Red Dog on VSR, like the videotape.
That was just
plugged in all the time. Like Clifford the Big Red Dog. And then when Lenny got to sort of the iPhones were sort of in. So she was watching a lot of iPhone. She was Dora. Yeah. And then now, and Lulu was sort of Dora as well. Now Toby's just Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol. And it's, mate, when you go out for dinner, when you and Luch go out for dinner and you just want to have a little chat, you go, Charlie, watch it, Bluey. You don't hear boo. They're like a lifesaver. They're so good for them. They're smart. They educate them. It teaches them. Toby's smarter than me right now. And she is two. And that ain't hard. There he is. That's what you're going to say, wasn't it?
101.9 The Fox.
Let's talk about a creamy pasta salad. And not just any creamy pasta salad, Woolworth's creamy pasta salad. Because TikTok blew up yesterday. A TikTok person by the name of Taylor Davies shared a video discussing this creamy pasta salad, trying to figure out what the mystery ingredient is.
Love.
Now, it's a popular $3 dish, and apparently there is an aftertaste, and everybody's trying to figure out what the aftertaste is. So we've got it in the studio, and I've never tasted this salad.
Oh my Lord, this is a Cody staple.
Of course you haven't.
Again, until I met my wife, I didn't know that you could make salads at home. I thought all salads came from Woolies.
Mate, this is a Favola like go to for dinner. This is what mum used to go. We can only afford the pasta salad. It's $2.50.
You'll see this at a Cody wedding, a Cody birthday, a Cody funeral.
Okay. Can I have a fork, please?
Served up for you.
So I'm guessing.
Are you a spoon or a forker when you eat food?
I'm a fork with pasta.
I'm a spooner.
Yeah,
really? I'm a spooner. Yeah.
You're spooning salad.
I spoon everything.
I actually don't mind this.
Spaghetti.
Okay. I'm a spooner.
With a bit of the, it's a shame we don't have it. Somebody's getting fired. A bit of the Woolies coleslaw as well on the side.
Oh, right. Mate, it's about the pasta salad.
Well, I can see that it's like little pastas.
Get a chook?
I think that looks like mayonnaise. Are we all going in for a bit? Here we go.
Beautiful.
What's it?
Childhood.
I'm
That's what it tastes like.
I'm waiting for an aftertaste. Hang on.
I think it's like the coriander or something.
There's no coriander in that.
It tastes a bit leafy.
Like there's spring onion.
Woody.
There's mayonnaise. What's the aftertaste?
That's woody.
Joy. Happiness.
Tastes like crap.
What is that?
Blessings.
No, no, it's not bad. I like that.
Woody? It's like a woody.
Think it's some
like a leafy sort of thing.
I feel like has nobody come up with this yet? That aftertaste is mayonnaise. It's vinegary. The vinegar in the mayonnaise, surely. 131060, if anyone has any idea what we're talking about, and if there is there a mystery ingredients in here, or do you work at Woolies and you know about a mystery? Because Darcy, our producer, said earlier today she thinks she can taste aniseed, but that's not aniseed.
Mate, do you know when you have an ice cream and
you lick
the paddle pop stick? That's what it tastes like.
So, okay, Fev's going with wood. I'm going with the maybe a strong vinegary mayonnaise. Yeah. I think that's all it is.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, thanks,
it's a leafy
thing. It's so good.
Well, obviously there's mayonnaise in it. It's a mystery.
There's no mystery. I think we've been duped. There's no mystery with this salad. That's a...
Well, my aftertaste does... I was just trying to make something up, but it tastes like carrot because I just had some carrot.
This TikToker as well wrote, if I was on death row, this would be my last meal in front of the pasta salad. Wait until she has the coleslaw. Absolute game changer.
It's very good. I'm enjoying this.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Heidi. Are you there, Heidi?
Yep.
Heidi, do you know if there's a mystery ingredient in this salad that we can't pick?
I believe it's gherkin and pickle.
Yep.
A gherkin and a pickle.
You know that gherkin dip when you dip the cracker in there? Mm-hmm. Tastes a bit like that, doesn't it?
Are you saying you can't see it though, Heidi? They've made it so small you can't see the pickle?
Yep, that's what I believe.
Okay,
but
good.
It tastes like vinegar, so that's what I believe.
I think we might be onto something juice. With the vinegar. Lee in Epping, do you know what this mystery ingredient is in the Woolworths pasta salad for $3?
I think it's not normal vinegar, apple cider vinegar and celery seeds.
Oh, a celery seed.
I didn't even know where celeries came from.
I like that, Lee. I think we're all floating around the same area here. That could be an apple cider vinegar. Melinda in Nidri, the $3 Woolies pasta salad. What's the missing ingredient?
Okay, well, years and years and years ago, my mum, she used to work at Woolworths in the deli department.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided, years ago, she decided she'd find what the ingredient was so she could make her own at home. Because she couldn't afford to buy it. And the secret ingredient is curry powder.
Is that curry powder? Melinda, is this intel from your mum?
Yes. It's definitely curry powder. And she still makes it today, about 40 years later.
I can tell that. It must be light curry. Like, it's not, it's certainly not got a mustardy tinge to it.
Curry's a bit woody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fev's
God,
still pushing the woody.
He's pushing wood.
Metricon's love celebration is on now. Get $50,000 of added luxury from Australia's leading brands for just $10,000. Metricon, love where you live.